This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A lot of people in Austin woke up this morning to the smell of something fishy in their tap water. People described this scent in different ways. Here's a tweet from Madeline Schechter, tweeting as @horrorharlot in Travis Heights.
Hi, city of Austin. Why does my water smell like New Jersey shore? Listen, I grew up spending summers in Seaside Park and Heights. I love New Jersey and its beaches, but my water should not smell like beach.
And here's what Sharon Ortega posted to Twitter this morning.
WTF is wrong with the water in Austin. Just tried to shower and now I smell like a fish tank. I had to get Leslie to grab a jug of water just to wash off. Face with medical mask emoji.
That emoji sums up how a lot of people felt today, even though this smelly water, which is harmless, by the way, even though it started filtering out from the Ulrich Water Treatment Plant earlier this week, it did not arrive to many households until this morning. So, what is behind all of this?
What you are about to hear may strike fear in your heart.
This is Texas Parks and Wildlife having some fun with it in a YouTube video.
For mysterious creatures lurk in these waters. Creatures that threaten your lakes, boats, and water supply as you know them. Creatures known as zebra mussels.
Already, north and central Texas lakes and rivers are under attack by zebra mussels, and this scourge is threatening to spread throughout Texas. These invaders hurt aquatic life, damage boats, and can even increase your water bill.
What happened was the zebra mussels infested an intake valve, sucking water out of Lake Austin. So Austin Water shut down the pipe for a couple weeks. Some zebra mussels rotted. When the water was turned back on, off to the treatment plant they went. And while most of everything was filtered out, there was that harmless scent that made it through. Here's Austin Water's assistant director, Rick Coronado.
The water is safe to drink. We are continuing to identify some of the taste and odor complaints that we have experienced, whether it's in central or south Austin. We'll continue to flush until this taste and odor has exited our distribution system. We'll continue to feed powder activated carbon and continue to address any future and interim needs to try to combat the zebra mussel infestation.
KUT's Mose Michelle has been following the spread of zebra mussel infestations in Texas. Mose, have you smelled this scent in the water yet?
I have, Nathan. I have.
How would you characterize it?
I felt like it kind of reminded me of you take your kids to the beach and then they collect a lot of shells and then put them in a plastic bag and it gets left in your car, you know, for like overnight or for the next day. Not good, Nathan.
Not good. What are zebra mussels?
All right. Zebra mussels are a small bivalve from Eurasia, from Eastern Europe and Central Asia, that were brought over to North America on ships in the 1980s. They began colonizing North America in the Great Lakes, and they've been slowly spreading, making their way down to Texas. In 2017, the city of Austin finally announced that they were here in Area Lakes.
How do they get here?
In our part of the world, they hop from water body to water body, lake to lake, on contaminated watercraft. That's the main way people think that they're getting around. So if people don't rinse off their boats, their kayaks, their stand-up paddle boards, they can move these zebra mussels into a new lake. They can also travel downstream, of course, in the case of rivers.
Have they been traveling downstream from Lake Austin?
I mean, yeah. Once we knew that they were in the Highland Lakes, it was pretty much game over. And they're all down the system now. I've personally seen them on the Longhorn Dam and Lady Bird Lake. They've been on water treatment intake pipes that Austin Water has known about since last year. They've been scraping them off the pipes, trying to figure out what to do about this.
What do they look like? You've seen them.
They look like little mussels. They're kind of like yellow and black stripe, maybe. Don't get much bigger than maybe like a nickel, but there are so many of them. They'll colonize a body of water. They'll be able to like filter all the water. Imagine like a lake or a pond. They can filter all that water through their bodies, you know, in a matter of days or weeks. So it's like all the water is just kind of churning through this biomass of zebra mussel. It's pretty impressive.
What types of problems could these zebra mussels create besides clogging water intake pipes?
well, we know about the smell now. I wasn't ready for that. I read and heard a lot about how they can like mess up water treatment, clog the pipes. There's that. There's also obviously like a lot of damage they can do to the ecosystem. Like I said, they can filter this water through. They take out a lot of the nutrients in the water that other things might like to eat. So they can really damage other wildlife. They can be super sharp. Their shells can cut your feet. So they can mess with recreation. They clarify the water so it can look a lot clearer. The city and a lot of other government agencies have people like watching this happen, and they know what the lakes were like before they got here. So now they're watching what's happening. There's also a fear I've been told about that they might make it to Barton Springs, which could also cause a lot of problems.
How do we stop zebra mussels?
I get asked this question a lot. I get asked if we can eat them. We can't eat them. Apparently they're inedible, unfortunately. When I say that there's nothing to be done, I get emails from different companies that say they do have ways of treating them. And I know that there have been like experimental tests, things that people have tried in different places that might be able to stop them. But basically what I've been told by most people is that really once they're in a body of water, there's nothing you can do to completely remove them without doing more damage, you know, without, I guess, killing everything, which you don't want to do either.
Austin Water is trying to flush out this scented water from the water system. Yesterday said at first the scent could be gone by the end of the day. Then in the afternoon, they said maybe another 24 hours. Now they're not really providing a timeline. This is uncharted territory for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, they've dealt with algae blooms before, and it sounds like that's how they've been trying to treat this. But man, this is not an algae bloom. When I've talked to them about this, they've been scoping different chemical treatments that could kill the zebra mussels at an early stage of the water intake process that would stop them from colonizing the pipes like it sounds like they've done. But they're not there yet. You know, clearly they've gotten into the system and now we're all paying the price.
KUT's Mose Bushell joining us to talk about zebra mussels and this scent that has made it into some people's drinking water. Mose, thanks for talking.
Not good, Nathan. Thank you. Bye.
We'll be right back.